The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Apparently, there are corners, dark recesses of our homes that we never clean. About 10% of people can go an entire year or more without cleaning them. Where are they? They are under the furniture, under the sofa, inside cabinets, inside drawers, the curtains themselves. That's the problem. Associate Professor Dr. Amalia Scanlon, microbiologist and food biotechnologist in the UCD Institute of Food and Health, is with me. Amalia, you're welcome to the show. Does it really matter if I don't clean all those places?
I think it depends who you are, Kieran, and it depends on where they are. So, and it depends on what's under them. So basically, have you heard the thing called the hygiene hypothesis?
No, tell me about it.
So the hygiene hypothesis is where you need to be exposed to bacteria in order to kick your immune system off. So particularly when children are young, if they're exposed to normal bacteria, we're not talking pathogens here, we're talking just bacteria that are everywhere, then they're healthier children and they don't get things like asthma. Okay, so do we need to be very, very, very clean? Maybe not. So in terms of under our sofas and in terms of curtains, the problems with those are largely if you're sick or if you have somebody sick coming to your house. So if somebody is bringing germs into your home, then what's going to happen is they're going to spread around the place as people move in the air and all of that. They'll get stuck in the fabric. So somebody else coming along and sitting down will then pick up those germs and likely will get infected. So that's kind of what the real problem is. Now, the chances of somebody really crawling under that sofa that hasn't been cleaned for 2 years is probably small because it's likely that it hasn't been cleaned because it hasn't been moved. So would I worry about that? I wouldn't look. What the eyes don't see, the tummy don't feel sometimes.
Sorry, but when you talked about fabric there, I mean, years ago, there would have been much more kind of soft furnishings maybe in a house. Lots kind of mid-century modern now. So, you know, hard surfaces. Does that mean that, you know, there's less danger of the germs kind of surviving?
So, we've had great developments in the whole fabric area. First of all, lots of people don't like leathers and vinyls, but leathers and vinyls are much easier to clean. So that's the thing. But people aren't cleaning is the point, Kieran. You know?
Yeah.
So if it's hard, it's great. But what's really, really interesting, I think, is that the soft furnishings for people that like those, there is now some really, really good high-tech antimicrobial fabrics that have built-in antimicrobial capacity so that the fabric itself will prevent bacterial growth, which is really good.
So you mentioned, don't worry about maybe under the sofa so much because people are not going to be crawling under there anyway. But what about the other one is inside cabinets and inside drawers. You know, sometimes you go to clean the, it's all those kind of condiments and herbs and spices and things.
Yeah.
And you go to try and move one and you realize it's stuck to the drawer.
You do. And like I would say, it depends on the drawer. So if it's your knicker drawer, you know, are you going to eat your knickers? Probably not.
Well, Amalia, whatever you do at the weekend, that's entirely up to you now.
It is.
No judgment
it is,
here.
And it's completely confidential. But no, so where you're looking at with the food drawers, those are the most important ones, I think. And I think areas like the kitchen and the bathroom are actually the more important areas if you're not cleaning them. So as well as the gunk that you'll get in those drawers, Kieran, what you'll also find is you might start getting mites and you might start getting little moths. And those are kind of not very hygienic in your kitchen and they don't look very good. And they do tend to spread germs a little bit as well.
Okay.
So, and you can get quite an infestation.
Can I ask about, so you mentioned the bathroom there. You know, you go into a lot of bathrooms and the you have the toilet and then you'll have kind of toilet paper on a little roll beside it. And then on the other side of you, often maybe just as close as the toilet paper, there's a hand towel hanging on the side of the sink. How is that hand towel?
How often is it washed?
Oh, well, I mean, if it was up to me, maybe once a year, but you know.
You see, so that's kind of the thing. It's how often is it washed is the real thing. And the other side of it is like, well, I got to be honest, if I'm in a place, I tend to always have a sneaky stash of tissue in my pocket. So I wouldn't necessarily use the hand towel. I would use my own tissue and dispose of that. Because if you're in a new place, you're likely to pick up germs your body hasn't an immunity to.
Mm.
And some of those germs might be okay, but some of them might cause you to be a little bit upset or, in fact, frankly, sick if there's, you know, pathogens like salmonella or COVID virus or the flu or the winter vomiting bug flying around. So it kind of depends on where you're going and you just need to know where you're going. So
what about
Amalia,
sorry, when you go into areas and you've got those air dryers for your hands and people, I don't know, have you been in many gents' bathrooms, but let me tell you, there's kind of a half-hearted attempt to kind of splash your hands underneath the tap for about 3 seconds. And then they just stick them into these, you know, units, particularly the, you know, the well-known vacuum cleaner manufacturer.
I know the ones.
You put them in and it just does these kind of razor cleaning thing over your hand. But I always wonder, is it just kind of blowing the germs around the room?
It is also blowing the germs around the room. Yes, absolutely, 100%. I don't like those. I mean, I think paper towels are probably the best because you can wipe, throw and move.
Yeah. Or the back of your jeans. You'll notice that coming out of the gents as well. That's the most popular area.
But it's your jeans.
Yeah, it's true.
So they're your germs.
That is true. Amalia, listen, we're kind of tight on time. There's so many questions springing into my mind about different parts of my house that my wife would be appalled that I'm asking questions about. But I'm the one who never cleans them. Amalia, thanks a million for joining us. Dr. Amalia Scannell is an associate professor in UCD, a microbiologist and food biotechnologist as well in their Institute of Food and Health.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.